This program is paid for by Good News in Real Estate. All opinions or statements expressed on the program are solely those of Good News in Real Estate or their guests and do not reflect the opinions of WPHT or Odyssey. This program has been pre-recorded.
There are so many choices when it comes to selecting the right financial institution. Start with the Philadelphia Federal Credit Union. We're right here in your city. We're also the official credit union of Temple University, and anyone who lives, works, worships, and studies in Philadelphia can open an account with convenient locations throughout our city of brotherly love. Also online at pfcu.com with free online and mobile banking. We're not here for our profit, here for yours. Federally insured by NCUA.
Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. This is Talk Radio 1210, WPHT. It's good news in real estate. If you're a homeowner, if you're selling a home, or perhaps purchasing a home or vacation property, welcome to our home. It's good news in real estate, presented by the Philadelphia Federal Credit Union.
Your hosts for the next radio hour, the mortgage mom, Deanne Katsaris, along with real estate veteran and owner-operator of the Philadelphia Real Estate Classes,
Mark Cumberland. Your real estate education starts right now. It's Good News in Real Estate, presented by the Philadelphia Federal Credit Union.
Good afternoon. Get ready to laugh and learn here on Good News in Real Estate here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. I'm Mark Cumberland, along with my co-host, the mortgage mom, Deanne Katsaris. And I'll tell you, the crowd just loves her.
Wow, they're really wound up today. That was awesome.
They were fired. They were waiting for you. So how you doing?
I'm doing great. What's happening?
Good. And we're excited to be here every Saturday at 1 o'clock here, unless there is Temple basketball on. Got a lot of people called me last week because, where's your show? I said, after the basketball game. But we're usually on every Saturday, 1 o'clock here on WPHT Talk Radio, the number one talk station in the city. And we are the number one talk radio real estate show in Philly metro market, which is the fifth largest media market in the country.
Okay.
So anyway, we're here every week. If you have a question about mortgages, commercial, residential real estate, give us a call. We always answer our phones. My number is 267-266-5501. I actually missed mine. She called me twice. I got to get back to her. What's your number, Deanne?
My number is 609-605-7153.
We're here to keep you informed, and you can listen to this show, past shows at our website, goodnewsinrealestate.com, and also at WPHT's website. And this is, we're going into our 16th year.
Wow.
So what's coming up today?
Coming up on today's show, Mark, we have the market report.
Yes.
We have business tips with Asking Dr. A.
Yeah, that new series.
We have Mark's funny story.
Got one for you.
And we have mortgage mom topic today.
Which is what?
Here comes the jobs report.
Better be the whole report, not half of it like they usually give out.
Mark, we also have our question and answer segment. The first question is, I'm trying to sell my house. My agent listed it as an as-is sale. Do I have to replace the roof first? It's listed below market. The next question is, first-time buyer of a condo with a peekaboo ocean view. Yeah, I had one of them. You need to reach out, turn your head to the left, and then stand on your tippy toes.
It's right around the corner.
You could see the ocean. Anyway, I love it. Appraisal came in $10,000 under asking price. Do I fork out the extra five or 10? Please help. Next question is, I have excellent credit, but was denied when I tried to pre-qualify for a mortgage loan due to my debt-to-income ratio. Should I try again? Yes, with me.
Yeah, call Deanne.
The next question is, if a buyer gives a seller a copy of their home inspection report, is the seller able to disclose the report to other later buyers of the original sale?
Good question.
All right, Mark. And
I'm
today,
involved in a court case over one of them.
Still going on.
Not me.
Right?
I'm an expert witness. It's not, I had nothing to do with it.
All right. But today our topic of the day is, what will the housing market look like once mortgage interest rates drop? Here's what home buyers can expect.
And Deanne said they're going to be low by May 6th.
I do. All right. But first, Mark, give us your motivational quote.
Yes. And the motivational quote is, if you're not making mistakes, then you're not making decisions.
Ooh, very good.
Right? If you're not taking a swing, just like Wayne Gretzky said, Wayne, let me ask you a question. How'd you score all those goals? I took a lot of shots.
What is that? You miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
Exactly.
So, Mark,
get in the game.
Before we get into the market report, I also want to say hello to a very faithful listener, Tamika Sanchez. She actually took your real estate class and is dedicated. Her and I are going to be working together, and we're going to be crushing the market. So I just wanted to give a shout out to her.
And she came out of my class. She's ready to go.
She is ready to go.
She's got a database. She's ready to make phone calls. She's not scared of that phone.
Yep. All right.
So where are we at?
We are up to the market report.
And there is the bell. So is a housing market crash coming to Pennsylvania? No. Just like all the other doom and gloom. Remember the one about, I guess it was almost a year ago, when they were telling all the renters are going to get kicked out of their apartments? None of that happened. Right. And then they said there was going to be all these foreclosures. None of that happened. The media, man, they're just so bad.
The media.
I'm my friend Jack Russian. I'm finally got him watching movies instead of watching the damn news all day. And they call me up all fired up.
Well, I will tell you that the media is good at creating doom and gloom. What they're not good at.
That's what they're, if it bleeds, it leads. That's what they're saying. But now it's 24/7. They just repeat the same damn story for 24 hours. You know, it's brutal. But anyway, Pennsylvania, the warm weather's breaking. It was actually nice last couple of days. New construction in Pennsylvania is expected to remain strong in 24. We're 5 million houses behind. You know, all the builders are building apartment buildings. They got to start building houses. And here's a weird one. Hazleton was the fastest growing city in 2023. City itself established itself a hub for healthcare, logistics, manufacturing, creating employment opportunities, and boosting local economies. Hazleton affordability draws families and individuals seeking lower living costs. Hazleton, it's a nice little town. You ever been there?
Where is it near?
I don't know. I'm not Google Maps. It's I know it's
so. No, I've never been there.
Go west,
go west, my friend. Right,
but the Pennsylvania job market's relatively strong. You know, there's still 7 million open jobs in the United States. 7 million. The average cost of living in Pennsylvania is $49,040. Medium household income $73,000. Living in Philly's cold and snowy weather is relatively affordable. I was in a debate yesterday on Facebook with somebody complaining about the cost of rents. And I was like, buy. You don't need 20% down. You don't need a 700 credit score. You know, time to buy. And they were arguing with me. Like, where? I'm like, where? Anywhere. Yeah, it's time to buy.
You got
to
do the numbers. I mean, Mark, I was with a buyer over the weekend. It was on Friday, actually. And he kept saying to me that he wanted his mortgage payment to be around $1,700. And it's at $1,900. And I said, you're buying a duplex. We're going to rent that other unit out for $1,200. So not only is your mortgage payment going to be $700 instead of $1,700, but you're going to have a positive cash flow. He's like, oh, I forgot I was getting a duplex.
Yeah. I taught at a $0 to $20 million coaching session to a bunch of students, and almost 80% of them were renting, and a lot of them were paying close to $2,000. I said, $2,000, man, you're in like a $400,000 house. And I said, if you didn't buy a house, don't buy one. Buy a 2x2.
Right.
I said, buy one near me. Probably get one for $280, $290. And I said, you'll make money out of your first month. I said, rent for a two-bedroom in my neighborhood is $2,500. Anyway, so home prices are steadily rising because we still have this inventory issue, and that's going to take a while to change. The rates are going to start coming down, and there are now Pennsylvania itself, there's an uptick in listings. Philadelphia, I checked today, we're down to 2,400 actives. We were up to about 4,400 a few months ago. Actives are actually down. I think this has something to do with this presidential election and people being nervous, but
again,
they don't understand you need to buy.
Yeah.
Prices are going to keep going up. Can't worry about the rates.
They, Mark, it goes back because my son is in the market for a house right now, and there's a certain area that I want him to be in. There's nothing for sale.
No, I just looked at
it. The reason is they don't want to give up that 2.5% or 3%.
Yeah, but you know what? They're going to get over that because, you know.
They have to get over it because you got to pay all that 30% credit card bill off.
Yeah, and then the other thing, I'm going to talk about that in my topic today, the percentage of people that have like low rates. But in the end, you want to be happy. And if you're appreciating and your rate's a little higher, you're gaining value anyway.
It's so, all about the cash flow.
Yeah. And, you know, so anyway, they need to start building some more houses because we're definitely and hopefully across the state, more listings have. I think there's 23,000 actives in the whole state. I'm not sure how many houses there are. I know how many counties there are. I'm going to look that number up. But tell us about the rates.
All right. So right now, Mark, you're looking at a 30-year fixed at 7%. Your 15-year fixed is at 6.50. Your FHA is at 6.625 along with the VA. Now, remember, has to do with your FICO score, which is your credit score, and how much you're actually putting down.
All right. So with that, you're listening to Good News in Real Estate here on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, all positive, all the time. We'll be right back.
On behalf of the Philadelphia Federal Credit Union, we hope you're enjoying Good News in Real Estate with Deanne Katsaris and Mark Cumberland. The Philadelphia Federal Credit Union, not here for our profit, here for yours.
If you're planning on listing your home for sale, get your home updated and don't pay anything until the house sells. Really, it's that simple. Curbio, your first stop with your agent before you list the property and your one stop for getting everything from painting and flooring to full home renovations. Go to Curbio.com, sell your home for a higher list price, and realize an average 215% return on investment. It's stress-free, it's turnkey, and the process is easy. Go to Curbio.com.
Philadelphia Real Estate Classes, the premier real estate school in Philadelphia, has been voted one of the top five real estate schools in Pennsylvania. And it's no wonder. They offer live streaming and live instructor online courses to get your real estate license. Call 267-266-5501 or go to PhiladelphiaRealEstateClasses.com. Total cost, only $4.99, including the book. Day, night, and weekend courses are available. Call 267-266-5501 or go to PhiladelphiaRealEstateClasses.com. Get your license now.
Green Tree Mortgage invites you to connect with the Mortgage Mom, Deanne Katsaros, the co-host of Good News in Real Estate and a five-star real estate expert in the Delaware Valley. Let the Mortgage Mom answer your questions, help you with a mortgage, provide answers for you about your current home, while always educating you about home ownership, including home purchase and finance options. Deanne Katsaros, the Mortgage Mom, NMLS 143589. Click MortgageMom.net. That's MortgageMom.net.
All right. Welcome back to Good News in Real Estate here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, all positive all the time. Just so the audience knows, that song is called Philadelphia PA by Kix, K-I-X-X. You can listen to that on SoundCloud.
You should send that to Jason.
I want Jeffrey Lurie to listen to that song instead of playing AC/DC.
Send it to Jason Kelsey.
All right. Yeah, I don't have an OFI email for him. All right. Where are we at?
So we are up to your funny story.
Oh, all right. So this guy, they moved into a new place, him and his wife, and he ordered one of these very minor cars, voice automated car. The man ordered this voice automated robot car that does anything he tells it to do correctly without any error. And when he got the car, he came very proud of what the car could do without mistakes. And one day he was home and his wife told him to tell the car to go and pick the kids up from school, that she was really tired. The man agreed, and he said to the car, "Car, go bring my children from school." The car went, didn't return in time as expected. They knew something must be up. After several hours later, with no car, the man became a little apprehensive about the whole thing. He dressed, he got ready to lodge a report to the police station. As he and his wife stepped outside, they saw the car coming with an overload of children. The car parked right in front of them. "These are your children, sir," the car said. In the car was some landladies, two daughters, the two kids from a woman in the choir, the wife's best friend's daughter, their pastor's son, and the neighbor's two sons. And the wife, who was angry, shouted at her husband, Don't tell me these are all your children. Then the man asked her calmly, can you first tell me why our kids aren't in the car?
All right.
A little more problem with the electric cars there.
If you have a funny story, can you please send it to 8029 at Comcast.net or give them a call at 267-266-5501.
And now it is time for the Mortgage Mom segment with the Ann Kat Sarris from Green Tree Mortgage. And her topic is, here comes the jobs report.
Yeah, it's kind of twofold. I was torn between talking about my experiences at the open houses with my son picking out houses or going over the jobs report. So I think that
we'll do the open house next week. I'm curious about that.
So this is based on, can the jobs machine keep rolling? I don't know why, but the jobs machine is reminding us of that Creedence Clearwater song, Proud Mary, rolling, rolling, rolling on the river. So for months, the federal, right. I thought maybe you were going to jump in and sing that for us, Mark. Okay. But for months, the Federal Reserve has been waiting for the growth of the jobs to slow. But it's not happening. As a matter of fact, the growth spurt has gone on so long that members of the Fed have gone out of their way to imitate that they can bring down inflation in a full employment economy. So though it seems that the slowing pace of the wage growth would have to be a part of the equation. Now, this week coming, we'll have another picture of the situation because a lot of the analysts will not only be looking at how many jobs were added in February and the growth of the wages, but they're also going to be looking for adjustments in the extraordinary high number of jobs that were previously reported in January. Now, keep in mind, typically January is a big month for job reductions, right? Because you have all that seasonal workers right after the holiday. So they're getting let go. And that's what made the addition of 350,000 plus jobs in January so surprising. I mean, that was the clear indication we needed it to be around 178. And that's when the rates were going to drop. But it came out to be plus 350,000 in January. So there could be the potential of a solid revision downward, but it's not guaranteed. So the Feds are going to be meeting in mid-March, and you can assure that they're going to be looking closely at these numbers. I'm going to have to give them a call and tell them my prediction because I don't want to be wrong this time. So far, I've been close, been shooting for the moon and falling on a star. So I want to be close with this. But we'll see another consumer price index release the week before the Fed meeting. And this data will also be especially it's going to be critical because of the hotter than expected inflation reports that we received in mid-February. So last week, the Fed's favorite measure of inflation, which is the Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index, which is the PCE, it's the inflation index. And that was released and it was in line with the expectation, but still gave a similar view of the fight against inflation. So lower year after
inflation,
year,
though, actually,
but we're still too high.
Inflation went up.
It is. It's going up.
Here's the problem. Biden and the rest of his crew need to take a quick economics course because this is real basic stuff. You raise rates to bring inflation down, but you can't spend money at the same time. Like if it was our home budget, and if we wanted to decrease our monthly budget, we got to stop spending. And that's what they're not doing. They keep promising all over the world hundreds of billions of dollars. And that's why that whole thing about the inflation, I don't agree with a couple of things you said there. First of all, the one part that they leave out, and this is what the national news does all the time. They leave out the second part. We had a bunch of jobs were created and they lost 250,000. And a lot of this, you got to remember, we're only a few years away from the pandemic where there was 10 million jobs that needed to be refilled. And we're still catching up.
But a lot of those jobs are also government jobs.
Yeah, which
I mean that makes
that
no,
doesn't that doesn't help
at all.
It that's government
it's government spending.
Spending,
but it's also like what do you call that? The like the shell game, almost.
It is because and what you know, people are getting real ticked off. I mean, all these other countries are doing what they can do, but we're the ones, you know, sending all this money everywhere, and they're not.
Yeah, there's so much.
You know.
I mean, Mark, I think you should get on the ballot, really.
Yeah.
I think you should get on the ballot.
I missed the, yeah, but see, even if I ran for mayor, I could not.
No, I'm talking about president.
This is at the Fed. No, yeah, president. Yeah, I need about a week in there. That's all I need, a week in there.
Yeah.
I do the old executive order thing, and all spending would
we
stop.
Need common sense,
freeze.
Right? Just like yeah. Green Tree Mortgage uses common sense underwriting, that it's not just a computer that analyzes the person's, you know, credentials. That's what we need.
Well, you think about the Fed. They haven't passed a budget for a long time. They keep doing extensions to keep the government open. They're not doing a balanced budget every year.
All right.
It's ridiculous.
Let's keep the listeners because we don't want to get political.
But I think, you know, in reality, though, like real estate's in great shape. It's just they don't want to talk about it because they don't talk about good news. They only talk about bad news.
Right. And we need to.
And that's one of the biggest problems with our market.
The other thing with the market is the misconception of not giving up this rate because there is no inventory. There's no inventory.
No.
So,
no, because the sellers don't know what's going on.
All right. We need to get into, that was a rant, so we need to get into our questions and answers.
All right. I like that topic. We could debate about that one for a while.
All day.
All day. No doubt about it. All right. So with that, you're listening to Good News in Real Estate here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. All positive all the time. We'll be right back with the questions.
Deanne and Mark are halfway through this week's edition of Good News in Real Estate, presented by the Philadelphia Federal Credit Union. Not here for our profit, here for yours. When the show returns, more real estate news from around the Delaware Valley.
There are so many choices when it comes to selecting the right financial institution. Start with the Philadelphia Federal Credit Union. We're right here in your city. We're also the official credit union of Temple University, and anyone who lives, works, worships, and studies in Philadelphia can open an account. We're member-owned and offer all the services you're looking for, like mobile banking and free ATM withdrawals. Visit our website at pfcu.com. We're not here for our profit, here for yours. Federally insured by NCUA.
Green Tree Mortgage invites you to connect with the Mortgage Mom, Deanne Katsaros, the co-host of Good News in Real Estate and a five-star real estate expert in the Delaware Valley. Let the Mortgage Mom answer your questions, help you with a mortgage, provide answers for you about your current home, while always educating you about home ownership, including home purchase and finance options. Deanne Katsaros, the Mortgage Mom, NMLS 143589. Click MortgageMom.net. That's MortgageMom.net.
Philadelphia Real Estate Classes, the premier real estate school in Philadelphia, has been voted one of the top five real estate schools in Pennsylvania. And it's no wonder. They offer live streaming and live instructor online courses to get your real estate license. Call 267-266-5501 or go to PhiladelphiaRealEstateClasses.com. Total cost, only $4.99, including the book. Day, night, and weekend courses are available. Call 267-266-5501 or go to PhiladelphiaRealEstateClasses.com. Get your license now. This program is paid for by Good News in Real Estate.
All right, welcome back to Good News in Real Estate here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, all positive, all the times. Where are we at, Dan?
So, Mark, we are up to our question and answer segment, and the first question is, I'm trying to sell my house. My agent listed it as is sale. Do I have to replace the roof first? It's listed below market.
Yeah, this is a problem. This question has a few problems in it. First of all, never listen to an agent that tells you to list the house as is, because in reality, all real estate transactions in the end are as is. The only thing as is does, if you advertise as is, you scare buyers away. Now, I've run into this over the years with agents, even sellers I ran into. They just thought because their house was dated or something like that, and they didn't want to do a bunch of repairs and use a company like Curbio, which I just told a few people about. They had no clue. They would say as is. So that automatically, when a buyer sees that, they think there's something wrong. Now, if they know the roof needs to be replaced, that's a different issue. And these people are going to do a home inspection most likely, because most buyers do. And they're going to see that this roof needs replacement. So now this is a situation. If you need that roof replaced, I would call Curbio, one of our sponsors, and say, I want to sell my house. The roof needs to be replaced. Probably my roof was almost 20 grand. So they come and put a new roof on the house. The value of the property goes up. You don't put any money out of your pocket. And at settlement, the buyer gets a house with a brand new roof on it. Problem solved. And listing it below market and putting as is why list it below market? Now you could have a brand new roof and you're going to get market value. So there's like three issues with that question. As is, I used to hate that. You see that in advertising on the MLS and agents say being sold as is, you know, and that the seller's thinking, I don't want to do any repairs. And the agent's not smart enough to fight with them and overcome that and say, no, we just list it. And if they come right in and want something, we'll talk about it. It's negotiable. But if we put as is, there's going to be, especially millennials, because they love everything in perfect shape. They're going to look at that and say, no way. We don't even want to see it. And then you get there and the house is fine. They just didn't feel like painting. So it's like, you know, it's really a bad move. What's the next one?
The next question is, and Mark, well, again, going out to these open houses and seeing, you know, how these houses are actually presented, you know, they need a lot of work. Anyway.
You should talk about that next week.
Yeah, we got to talk about that.
First impressions are a big deal.
The second question is,
I got some great stories about first impression that walking in. My best one happened in Mount Pleasant Avenue. I'll bring that up next week when you do it.
All right. The next question is first time buyer of a condo with a peekaboo ocean view. I love it. Appraisal came in 10 under asking price. Do I fork out the extra 5 or 10? What should I do?
Well, you know, we're in the seller's market and the appraisal came in low. They're the buyer. So that's what the appraiser's saying it's worth. So you can either, I would talk to my agent and talk to these people and say, listen, you know, appeal your appraisal then if you want the extra 10 grand. But my mortgage company's saying this is what they say it's worth. Now, if you really want the joint, yeah, maybe you put up the extra cash or you split the baby. Right. So maybe we'll give you an extra 5, but that's the one reason, like sometimes sellers shoot for the moon and you're only going to get what it appraises for. You know, we've had so many over the last 2 years, people offering 50 grand over price and 80 grand over price and doing a mortgage. You know, it's got to appraise.
It's got to appraise or you're coming to the table with the difference. And again, you know, you have to look at the appreciation. You have to look at if
all of that.
There's other things for sale, you know, in that complex because you're looking at least a 7 to 8% equity increase, you know, year after year. So you got to figure out how long you're going to be there.
And I would take a close look at that appraisal too, because most of the agents, they use a mortgage company, the mortgage company orders the appraisal and they cross their fingers and hope it appraises. I never do that.
Right.
No matter what side I am, I work an angle that somehow this appraiser has to contact me so I can talk to him and I can send him comps to make sure we appraise, because they can miss them easily. What if there's no other units in that condo building, but two blocks down the street, there's 3 comps? But the appraiser, and they're allowed to do that, and the appraiser missed something. So what's the next one?
Exactly. All right. The next question is, I have excellent credit, but was denied when I tried to pre-qualify for a mortgage loan. Due to my debt-to-income ratio, should I try again? And the answer to that is yes, because it depends if it's your front ratio or it's your back ratio. If it's the front ratio, it just means you don't have enough income for the house that you're trying to purchase. There's a couple things you can do, which one is get a cosigner that they're not on there for the life of the loan. They're just on there until you can qualify again. And if it's the back ratio, then we need to look at what debt needs to be paid off. So you should try again. And you should reach out to me and we'll do a consultation.
Yeah. And you have a plan. And maybe it doesn't happen this month, but 9 months from now, you're good to go.
Sure. All right. The next question is, if a buyer gives a seller a copy of their home inspection report, is the seller able to disclose the report to other later buyers of the if the original sale?
Yeah, we get this question all different ways. First of all, it's the buyer.
I don't understand the question.
It's the buyer's property, the inspection report. The buyer pays for it. The buyer gives the seller a copy of their home inspection report. Is the seller able to disclose the report to other later buyers? I'm actually an expert witness in a case that has something to do like this. And this is what happened. The first deal fell apart. House went back on the market. And the agents gave the new buyers that report prior to finding out the stuff that was wrong and disclosing it on a seller's disclosure. So it's like,
right.
I would never advise a buyer to take a home inspection report from anybody else. I would always advise them to hire their own inspector because that's the buyer's property. And that's not supposed to be shared. The agent, the buyer agent, should not be sharing that with anybody else without the buyer's permission because that's the buyer's property. That's, you know, you got to be careful with that kind of stuff. Always hire your own inspector. Make sure you get a good one, too. And not one that drives the giant Wawa coffee and scares the hell out of you. What's next?
All right. The next one is, how can people move into the home next door, although the sale's still pending and has been since December? It's now March and for sale sign is still up.
Well, just because the sale sign is still up doesn't mean nothing happened.
Right. So it's pending. And maybe that's because there's either something that needs to be fixed. There could be a title issue. Or it could also be that the sellers need to find suitable housing.
No, and there's another reason.
The they people, can actually close.
How can people move in? They moved in. So they gave them pre-settlement possession, which you can do. Now.
Yeah, they're probably doing a rent back.
Yeah, like so they're in there and then settlement's down the road because of whatever the situation the seller's in. You know, sellers may be relocating and waiting for something from a job. Who knows? There could be a million reasons here.
Right.
But I've done it. Pre-settlement possession. And the people moved in because the sellers were already out. And I think I actually did one last year. So it's like, you know, my seller lived in Virginia. And the house was empty. And they wanted to get in there. And everything looked good on their buyer's financials. I did my due diligence and the seller allowed them to move in as we waited for everything for whatever reason it was. I forgot the exact reason, but yeah, there's pre-settlement possession and post-settlement possession where the seller can't roll right away, but the buyer wants the house and that can happen too. So that's why real estate, there's never two deals the same. You could sell 10 $300,000 houses on the same block, and every deal is going to be different because we got human beings involved.
That's right.
And human beings are very complicated people.
All right.
You know, that's like I worked at city council, and the city passed its budget 17-0 from 1989 until last year. I can't get 17 of my friends to agree on a time to go to dinner, let alone a city budget.
All right. Coming up next is going to be our topic of the day. And that is, what will the housing market look like once mortgage interest rates drop? And here's what the home buyers can expect. So stay tuned.
Yes.
Very important.
All right. Very good. So with that, you're listening to Good News in Real Estate here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, all positive all the time. We'll be right back.
Good News in Real Estate with Deanne Katsaris and Mark Cumberland is proudly being provided by the Philadelphia Federal Credit Union. Not here for our profit, here for yours. Deanne and Mark will have more in a moment, but first, a message from one of our home team partners, Greentree Mortgage. How much do you qualify for? Ask Deanne now at mortgagemom.net.
Tree Mortgage invites you to connect with the Mortgage Mom, Deanne Katsaros, the co-host of Good News in Real Estate and a five-star real estate expert in the Delaware Valley. Let the Mortgage Mom answer your questions, help you with a mortgage, provide answers for you about your current home, while always educating you about home ownership, including home purchase and finance options. Deanne Katsaros, the Mortgage Mom, NMLS 143589. Click MortgageMom.net. That's MortgageMom.net.
If you're planning on listing your home for sale, get your home updated and don't pay anything until the house sells. Really, it's that simple. Curbio, your first stop with your agent before you list the property and your one stop for getting everything from painting and flooring to full home renovations. Go to Curbio.com, sell your home for a higher list price, and realize an average 215% return on investment. It's stress-free, it's turnkey, and the process is easy. Go to Curbio.com.
Philadelphia Real Estate Classes, the premier real estate school in Philadelphia, has been voted one of the top five real estate schools in Pennsylvania. And it's no wonder. They offer live streaming and live instructor online courses to get your real estate license. Call 267-266-5501 or go to PhiladelphiaRealEstateClasses.com. Total cost, only $4.99, including the book. Day, night, and weekend courses are available. Call 267-266-5501 or go to PhiladelphiaRealEstateClasses.com. Get your license now.
All right, welcome back to Good News in Real Estate here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Where are we at, Deanne?
So, Mark, we are up to our topic of the day, which is what will the housing market look like once mortgage interest rates drop? And here's what home buyers can expect.
Yeah, and home buyers, you know, it's starting to get nicer out. Spring market, they always talk, say spring market, but that actually starts in January. But a lot of people think, well, it's like March or April. It's already started. And, you know, they're wondering, are the mortgage rate gods going to smile in their favor? And, you know, and
yes.
And some people, they just don't know what's going on. This is the biggest problem in our industry is lack of knowledge. Because we did, you know, a few months ago, we were, what, 7.8, almost 8% interest rates. And now they're coming back down again. But, you know, you got to personalize your search to fit your needs. While the home buyers will be happy to hear this, questions remain. What will happen once the mortgage rates fall? Does that mean buyers can look forward to lower payments? So how much lower are we talking about? What else in the housing market might shift in ways that buyers might not see? This is why real estate agents need to stay in touch with their buyers and sellers because they don't know what's going on. The media don't talk about it. You know, they just very small blips about housing. And to find out, you know, they have to ask the experts what the rates could, where they could end up here. You know, you're predicting that we're going to be down at what by May?
Right. That's the rate I said. Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, they're going to decline. Rates are going to come down. And the Fed's been raising them since early in 22, but everything's cyclical. It's going to come back down.
Yep.
And home buyers become, you know, it's going to make things a little more affordable for them. Home buyers who have been hanging out in hopes that home prices will come down, they're going to be disappointed because home prices are still going up. They're still appreciating. And the lack of inventory is causing that increase in prices. So don't expect prices to come down in Philly metro area for the next 4 or 5 years. You know, there might be a couple little pockets where you're getting little prices coming down, but overall in our market and most of the country, prices are still going up.
Yep.
So you can expect more competition, just like we've been hearing, you know, people submitting offers and getting 10 offers at a time. That's going to continue for a while because, like I checked this morning, there was only 2,400 actives in all of Philadelphia. And Philadelphia has over 600,000 units. And there's only 2,400 for sale. It's crazy. This is all-time low inventory.
Huh, Mark, it goes back to what I was saying, like taking my son shopping.
Yeah.
You know, we're looking in areas and there's nothing for sale. Like when I say there is not one house for sale in that development.
Yeah. And then if the rates drop and the people start feeling a little more optimistic, because fear is one thing that keeps people on the fence. In fact, for every 1% drop in mortgage rates, there's another 5 million more households that qualify for home ownership. So we need things to change here with this government. Stop spending money. And when you start searching, be prepared. I mean, you want to like deal with somebody like the mortgage mom, Deanne, and be totally prepared, not a pre-qual. You want to be totally pre-approved and have all the bullets in your gun ready to go.
Yeah, and that
and have a good agent.
It plays a big part, having a good agent. And also because when we send over a pre-approval and I call the listing agent, they tell me, I'm very familiar with you. I'm very familiar with your company. I know you've done your due diligence, and it holds a lot of weight.
Big time. And home buyers, you know, be prepared to put in a few offers. Like, you know, there's people that probably put up to like 16 offers in the last couple of years. Probably, maybe, that seems like a lot to me, but there's people like that because they're not getting good advice. They're not being ready. They're not getting their offers in quick enough. See, a lot of people think that a listing agent's going to get all these offers and they're all going to sit around and debate for a couple of days and then call all 16 people back and see what they can do. And that's not usually how it works. Back in the early 2000s, when we were in a seller's market, I'd get 8 or 9, 10 offers. We go over and pick the best one, done.
Yeah.
And then I'd have all these agents crying to me, well, if you would have called me back, we would have went higher. Well, you should have came in right the first time.
Yeah. The advice that they're getting, whether it's on the mortgage or real estate side, I mean, you got to deal with professionals.
No doubt about it. Lower rates, that could help unleash some of the market. Roughly 80% of the current mortgage holders are carrying a rate below 5%. So they're the people that are on the fence that, you know, they're not so... They don't know what's going on, so they're thinking, well, why should I sell and I go up to like 6 and 6.5 where I'm at 5? Well, you only go around one time in life, so you want to be happy or not happy.
Right.
And then you're still going to appreciate, and it's all going to work out in the end. So it's like, and you got to stop making decisions on emotion like that.
And it's also based on their lifestyle. I mean, that house might not fit their lifestyle anymore.
Right. And so there's all kinds of little things to consider in here, but you know, the stress rate for these buyers getting into this market, if you're totally prepared, you're with a good mortgage person like Deanne Katsaris, and you got a good agent, like I know my stuff, I'm not bragging, but I'm good at negotiating, and you have a team like that working for you, you're going to find a house and you're going to win.
100%.
Houses are being sold. Gary Keller gave a speech last week, which maybe I'll talk about next week. Even with everything going on, the amount of sales last year was comparable to a couple years ago. Like, it's surprising.
Right.
Like you hear all this negative stuff, but in actuality, there was a lot of houses sold in 23.
Sure.
And I know agents that the ones that stay in touch with their people and call them 3-4 times a year and just tell them what's happening with the buyer side, what's happening with the seller side, and say to them, I need your help.
Right.
They're doing fine. And the agents that are sending out calendars and postcards, they're dying on the vine. I could talk a lot more about this, but basically it's good news.
Right.
Rates are going to come down. More people are going to get listings on the market. And I think 24 is going to be a banging year. If you got the right people working for you, and if the agents would get off and stop being so scared of the damn phone.
All righty. So coming up next.
That's a whole nother topic.
Coming up next is our topic with Asking Dr. A, and it's managing your emotional intelligence.
I don't know if I was just doing that. Was I just managing my emotional intelligence? It's almost like a song title. How are you, Dr. Abelson?
You're going to write a song about it, Mark?
Well, remember the old Stone song, Emotional Rescue? No. Remember that song?
That's a long time
Emotional
ago.
Emotional Rescue
before my time.
Stones? Yeah. Yeah, well, they're still playing. So tell us the topic today.
Well, we're going to talk about one of the five components of emotional intelligence. And today we're going to talk about social awareness, which is the extent to which you're aware of somebody else's emotions. Okay? And how your words and actions affect other people. Okay, so it's really how just being aware of how other people are feeling and how what you do makes other people feel. So it's a really important aspect. And a huge component of it is this notion of the ability to be empathic and to have a good feeling for how other people are feeling in a relationship. And it's really important because a lot of times in work employment, you know, in work relationship, people do their own thing and they don't interact, you know, or they just ask you, did you get it done? You know, and then they're in and out and that type of thing, especially anymore when people aren't even coming into the office that much. You know, they do their thing and then they go. It's really important to watch to see how other people respond to your comments when you have that opportunity. So if it's in a Zoom meeting or Google Meets or whatever, you need to look at the nonverbals. It's interesting. When I do a Zoom meeting, I make everybody as large as I possibly can. Okay. So I can see their nonverbals and how they're responding to what I'm saying. And that's just natural for me because I'm an educator. I've done over 1,000 programs, probably closer to 1,500 by now. And so I look at that, but it's important to look at how they're responding, especially with so many people texting anymore. So when you have that opportunity to look at people and to see their nonverbals, you need to be conscious of it. You need to check it out because you never know how somebody's interpreting what you're saying.
That's why text is so dangerous.
Oh, you know, for sure.
Like a phone call, at least you can feel the tone of their voice. But a text, all you got to do is read that wrong and you got to open a can of worms.
Well, especially when they start using letters, okay, to mean things. All right.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Okay. You know, and this goes back a number of years now, but LOL, what does LOL mean? Lots of laughs, yeah. You know, but right. You know, lots of love.
Laughed out loud, right?
You know, it can mean different things. So you need to take advantage of that opportunity when you have it to check out how they're dealing with you. Because, and we've all said it so many times, people buy from emotion. Well, they're buying your relationship from emotion. All right?
Right.
Everything about you, everything that you're selling, whether it's words, whether it's a relationship, whether it's a product, you know, whether it's a house, you know, it comes from emotion. And with the social awareness, you focus on how they're seeing things, all right, and how they're feeling about things. And the easiest way to deal with that is there's a difference between there's being empathic and being and just, you know, looking at somebody as far as how they're feeling. A lot of people, if they're going through a divorce, I know exactly how you're feeling. That's being sympathetic. Right, you need to be empathetic by reflecting feelings back. And I know we're out of time today, so maybe we should spend a little bit more time on this next time, because there's all kinds of tools that you can use, psychological tools that you can use to let people know that you're with them and that you do care about.
Yeah, I'm teaching a big class this week, and I'm going to walk in. There's going to be a whole mess of students, and there's a bunch of them are going to be sitting there with their arms crossed. So I'm going to know they're the yeses and the Cs, and to get them involved, you got to walk around. I walk up to them, and then I ask questions, and then you get them involved.
All right. Well, we'll talk about this again all next week. All right. And if they want to contact me, it's real easy. It's abelson@abelson.net, or just go to www.abelson.net, and we'll be delighted to talk with you and work with you.
Very good. All right, Dr. Abelson.
Awesome. Right. Thank you, Dr. A. All right. So if you have any questions, you can email them to 8029@comcast.net or give Mark a call at 267-266-5501. It starts at 5 a.m., so feel free to call. Or you can also email me at DeanneKatsaris@comcast.net or give me a call at 609-605-7153.
She starts at 4 a.m. And with that, a special thanks for all of our listeners tuning in every week. We're going into our 16th year here on the radio. We're all happy and want to thank Frank for making our shows sound great every week. And tune in every Saturday at 1 o'clock. And you can listen to this show, past shows at our website, goodnewsandrealestate.com. So with that, have a great week. I'm Mark Cumberland.
I'm Deanne Katsaris, your mortgage mom.
You've been listening to Good News in Real Estate on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. All positive, all the time.
Thanks for listening to Good News in Real Estate. If you'd like to contact Mark Cumberland or Deanne Katsaris or listen to any of their past shows, go to goodnewsinrealestate.com. This program is paid for by Good News in Real Estate. All opinions or statements expressed on the program are solely those of Good News in Real Estate or their guests and do not reflect the opinions of WPHT or Odyssey. This program has been pre-recorded.
Green Tree Mortgage invites you to connect with the Mortgage Mom, Deanne Katsaros, the co-host of Good News in Real Estate and a five-star real estate expert in the Delaware Valley. Let the Mortgage Mom answer your questions, help you with a mortgage, provide answers for you about your current home, while always educating you about home ownership, including home purchase and finance options. Deanne Katsaros, the Mortgage Mom, NMLS 143589. Click MortgageMom.net. That's MortgageMom.net.
Philadelphia Real Estate Classes, the premier real estate school in Philadelphia, has been voted one of the top five real estate schools in Pennsylvania. And it's no wonder. They offer live streaming and live instructor online courses to get your real estate license. Call 267-266-5501 or go to PhiladelphiaRealEstateClasses.com. Total cost, only $4.99, including the book. Day, night, and weekend courses are available. Call 267-266-5501 or go to PhiladelphiaRealEstateClasses.com. Get your license now.